We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Probably the number one thing that makes best ball so great is that we get to experience the most fun part of fantasy sports over and over: the draft. We all love drafting. Who doesn't? So while it's probably obvious that the draft is a critical element to winning at best ball, it's probably not in the way that most people think. So that's why today, in part two of our series, How to Win at Best Ball, here at Spike Week, we're going to cover the three most crucial elements to mastering the draft. Number one, understanding the player pool. In an NFL best ball draft with 12 teams, in 20 rounds, that means 240 players are getting drafted. And there's many others that are viable to get picked at the end of drafts. That's a lot of players. Every single player has an average draft position, or ADP, meaning across every draft that's been done on that particular site, that's the average of the pick that they generally get drafted at. Of course, you don't need to be able to recite every single player's ADP from memory, like we did back in the day with state capitals when we were younger. By the way, can anyone actually recite all 50 state capitals from memory anymore? But the knowledge of the player pool is ultimately what drives the rest of our drafting skills. And all those 240 plus players are a key element to that. Our next video in this series will be on roster construction, where we'll get into stacking and different strategies to put to use for drafting good best ball teams. But before you ever get to those elements and how to construct your rosters, you really need to understand the overall draft and the overall player environment. And we'll be focused mostly on NFL best ball here today, but that's true for any form of best ball. And every single draft environment is just a little bit different, whether it's season to season, sport to sport, or even site to site that you're drafting your best ball teams on. For example, if you've played best ball at all before and drafted on DraftKings versus maybe another site like Underdog, you know that DraftKings drafts can be a little bit more like the Wild West. And from a seasonal perspective, in 2023 NFL best ball drafts, we're seeing the top elite quarterbacks go higher than ever before. And we need to understand elements like that, as well as how positions break down across the entire draft. Where are wide receivers being drafted versus running backs? Where are players from particular NFL teams being drafted? And that's because all of those factors play massively into how we construct our rosters, what strategies we should implement, and those types of roster construction details that we don't want to jump to first before we master the player pool. Which leads us into key number two, getting reps. In pretty much any profession, any hobby, or any area of life, you don't become great at something overnight, magically. It takes practice, and drafting best ball teams is no different. Luckily for us, we have some very low entry fee options across DraftKings, Drafters, and Underdog that can let us get our reps in with little monetary investment. Even the strongest drafters have drafts that they wish they could have back. But with plenty of practice, you'll get extremely comfortable in any draft room. And that comfort is super important, because while ADP is a good general guide for where players will be drafted, it is not the end-all be-all. Every draft room is different. Sometimes wide receivers fly off the shelves earlier than expected, and you'll find yourself with Jacoby Myers as your wide receiver two before you even know what happened. Other times, you have a sweet Bengals stack all set up with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. But somebody in your draft scoops up Joe Burrow for absolutely no reason, with no other Bengals on their roster. And the only way to get comfortable in that draft environment is by drafting. We'll get more into specific strategies like stacking in our next video. But in those instances that we just described, you need to be able to still assemble a good draft even when things don't go according to plan. And the only way to develop that skill is by getting reps. It seems easy, simple, and straightforward, and that's probably because it is, but practice is what makes perfect. And those examples are exactly where our third and final element of the draft comes in: being adaptable. A best ball draft is pretty simple, but it can be really chaotic. After all, it's you against 11 other humans. You all have the same goal: to draft the best team, to win millions of dollars. Naturally, that can create some chaos. First, let's look at it in really simple terms. The spot you draft is randomly assigned by the site that you're drafting on. On average, you're gonna get each pick from the first pick to the 12th spot about 8% of the time. And just that element changes your draft right there from round one. Depending on that draft slot, that can mean very different things for your draft. Picking first versus picking 12th are wildly different. But of course, being adaptable is about far more than just which spot you pick from. As we mentioned before, every single draft is gonna go pretty differently. And there are different tactics and strategies we can put to use to build strong best ball teams, which again, we'll get into in our next video in this series on roster construction. But ultimately, the goal is to be able to adapt to any draft environment and build a strong team. Are you in a wide receiver heavy room? Are you in a QB thirsty room? Did some idiot snipe your QB like the Joe Burrow example when you were targeting that stack? Tons of chaos can happen during any draft. We can't just throw our hands up and toss that team into the garbage when things don't go according to plan. That's why those first two elements are so important. If we understand the player pool and what options are available to us at all points throughout the draft, if we've gotten our reps in and we've gotten practice and we know how to implement that first part while being adaptable in every draft, we can never create a bad team if we can combine all of these skills into one in every single draft. So if you're looking to get into best ball for the first time, or even you're an experienced drafter and you just want to sharpen your skills, make sure to check out the Spike Week Premium Package, linked in the description. Our best ball product is built by best ball sickos for best ball sickos. It has everything you need to get a huge edge in your draft, including, for this specific subject, our Draft Hacker Overlays, which help you with all these items we discussed in being a good drafter real time during your draft. And if you're looking for a place to get your reps in, head over to Drafters Fantasy, where they have tournaments for as low as $3, and you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $100 for first-time users using promo code SPIKE. Make sure to check out part one of this series, which went up last week, called Mastering the Rules, and be on the lookout for part number 3, roster construction.